more now from our chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta. So, Jim, this was the first time we've actually even seen President Trump in over a week. First time I've seen him talk about COVID in a while. His loss was further solidified today. The legal battles are falling apart. When is the inevitable going to happen?
Well, he was pretending in this Rose Garden press conference as if there's some sort of way for him to get back into the White House come January 20th. That's not going to happen. He was even talking at some point about how he's not going to let this country go into a lockdown, but then proceeded to talk about whatever the next administration will do, almost catching himself, acknowledging that Joe Biden will be taking the keys to the Oval Office on January 20th. I will tell you, Anderson, I talked to a White House advisor earlier today who said, listen, the president is unlikely to ever concede this race, but will likely exit the stage on January 20th as expected. That is the plan at this point, according to this advisor. And this advisor went on to compare the president to the 1991 Detroit Pistons, who famously refused to shake hands with the Chicago Bulls, who beat them in the playoffs that year, went on to win the NBA championship. This advisor said the president just enjoys being the bad boy, and he's going to continue to do that. But putting that to the side, Anderson, what was sad about what we saw in the Rose Garden today, the president didn't take questions. He almost seemed to be out there to soothe his damaged ego. But he was talking about the situation in New York. He was talking about the pandemic as if his policies are going to have some sort of effect on all of this after January 20th, when, of course, that's just not the case. And he's been tweeting this evening, talking about how he's won this state and that state. We have to pay attention to those tweets now, Anderson, because he's the president. But after January 20th, he just goes back to being another crackpot on the Internet.
Jim Acosta, appreciate it.